It's hard to keep up with Earnmender. It's hard to keep up with Top Gold. These two guys are on their Audio Mo number 12, and this is only Audio Mo number 11. And it really is difficult because I'm doing other audio projects at the same time. And I'm wondering what I can do. It's late in the evening. It's late on a Friday night. It's late on the 12th of November. And my intention is to do one audio per day in the month of November devoted to organization. And this is inspired by Bernie Goldback. And it's interesting because Bernie is now on the other side of the world from here. He's over in Oregon in the United States. And he's working out of Tipperary Institute. So the idea of Tipperary, you know, moving across to Oregon is interesting, especially in a week where I've done quite a bit of work with people who want to get advantage out of the well-known name of Tipperary. I mean, there of all the Irish counties, Tipperary would be well up there in terms of recognition internationally. So when I was trying to organise myself to go to Tipperary during the week, Bernie Goldback Institute, or the Tipperary Institute down the road in Clonmel, was very much on my mind. Now, there's a lovely moment I want to say something about in Earnmender's 12th of November audio boo. It's 7:30 in the morning, and the man is recovering from the 11th of the 11th of the 11th. In other words, the 11th of November, the Armistice Day. And he's talking, you know, reflectively and thoughtfully and quietly, a little bit movingly, I have to say, about the effect of that day, the relevance of that day, which doesn't mean very much to people in Ireland, in my experience, but means an awful lot of people to people in the UK. He referred to the Great War, and the two Great Wars, to use his language. And then in the middle of talking about the term, using the term, the two great wars, it suddenly dawns on him that to put together the word great and war, there's some technical term in English for what happens when you put two incongruous, or when you create an incongruity, something like, you know, a wonderful disaster. I mean, that's a very simple one, but great war. To talk about the Great War, considering what we now know about war and considering how many of us have seen Saving Private Ryan, how many of us have gained some inclination for what it must be like to be in the first wave of battle, which might seem very glamorous in another mode. So I'm just really celebrating that particular moment where, in the middle of recording something, using words that you can easily take for granted, Earnmender became aware of the possibility that he might be saying that those two wars were great. And he didn't. Or he actually changed what he had to say about it. Now, I address the next part of this boo to Bernie Goldback himself, because he's describing an amazing situation for those of you who are following his series, which I'd highly recommend. But he has hundreds and hundreds of emails. And he seems to be attached to emailing as a method of communication, and has ambitions to reduce, you know, several hundred emails to a small number. And I just wonder what would actually happen if he sort of accidentally managed to delete 250, 350, 450 emails so that he didn't actually have them anymore, and then had to wait and see what would happen next. I remember a friend of mine leaving in the days when people had Filofaxes. He left a Filofax 250 miles away from his house in Sheffield, or outside Sheffield, in a place called Bradwell. And he left it in the Lake District. And so he rang me up and said, "Do I have any meetings with you?" And I sort of smiled and said, "What do you mean?" And he said he left all of his information about all the future meetings he'd had about 250 miles away. And sometime later, so he was actually ringing people and saying, "Do I have any meetings with you? And do you know anybody I have meetings with?" And he gradually pieced back together his organization tool. And he said it led to great benefits because he actually spoke to people he wouldn't normally have spoken to. So I guess it's just a frivolous thought. I've had a wonderful piece of organization myself. My office is dramatically better than it was. But then again, I'm distracted by very, very few emails. Almost all the emails I get are notifications. So this is the last cup of tea of the night. I've had a taste of a little red wine during the evening from Marmande, Côte de Marmande. So I'm looking at that here too. But I'm looking at a day which has done its best. So it's Paul O'Mahony saying good night to Ermander and good night to Bernie Goldbach and good night to all those of you who follow those two great examples. Bye-bye.